trail of tears. But that ain't happened here. Girl talk in my ear about how he's bad for me now. Shut up, I'm not listening. Hold my drink, save my seat, and watch me now. Gonna go and get him. I don't care what they say. I know he ain't no good for me. Don't think he's playing me for a fool. I'm a player too, baby. Who's playing who? For a really, really good time. I don't care what they say. I know he ain't no good for me. Don't think he's playing me for a fool. I'm a player too, baby. Who's playing who? I ain't got a thing to lose. I ain't here to fall in love. I know we're gonna crash and burn.
Welcome back to our very last segment of this edition of the Mike Care Radio program, What's Up America? As always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. My guest today is Stephanie Quayle, who is a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer, originally from Montana, now in Nashville, Tennessee. She's got a great song called Drinking with Dolly, of course, celebration of Dolly Parton. And we're so blessed and honored that Stephanie could join me today. I want to thank Stephanie. I want to thank each and every one of our listeners today who are sharing my love and passion for what I do. You know, if you've got an idea, store idea, show idea, comic, complaint, concern, please go, and I mean this very sincerely, to MikeCara.com and give me a call or leave me an email message. Want to be a tweet peep? Want to get a behind the scenes of what's happening on this whole thing? Go to twitter.com/MikeCara73 and you could find out things such as when this show is done, it's done, recorded, then I'm going to say I'm editing it, then I'm going to say it's broadcasting. Remember on the tweet peeps, the Twitter, anything that I say that I've recorded, I've recorded. So if I say I've interviewed Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, Brad and Angelina, George Clooney, all of that, Matt Damon, Mark Wahlberg, I've actually done it. So might be setting my sights a little too high. But anyways, you know, become a tweet peep. Again, my guest, Stephanie Quayle. And Stephanie, pleasure and honor you could join me today and tell us all about what you do. Okay, Stephanie, now I want to talk a little bit more about, you know, your social media presence and let everyone know, you know, kind of all of your websites, if you don't mind, because you've got some great music and we want everyone let know. So first of all, let's start with your website. That's StephanieQuayle.com?
Yes.
Okay, so that's
StephanieQuayle.com, and that's got tour dates and all our fun. We've got videos up on there and merch, and it's a nice place to get a lot of information. If you join our mailing list, then you can get all our monthly updates on all the new and top secret stuff going on.
Oh, so you're working on top secret. I know you can't tell us because it's top secret, but so you've got are busy with that stuff, huh?
Oh, yeah. We're busy on stuff all the time. So what we do is the Flock of Quail, who's, you know, anyone on the mailing list. Now, you're a Flock member officially. You realize this now.
Okay.
Yeah, so That's... So you'll get top secret information as well.
Oh wow. I definitely look, forward to that. So that's your website. And so we mentioned that you've got also a Facebook, and people could just search Stephanie Quayle, and I'm sure you'll pop up. Huh?
Yes. Everything is under Stephanie Quayle.
And then you've got, so on Twitter, do you do a lot of tweeting, or?
I am a tweeting fool. I love Twitter.
Oh, so you're constant, and that's another way people could find us. So it is officially you tweeting. It's not your assistant or anyone. It is you.
No, it's me. When you see my little funny videos and little messages, yep, that's all me.
Okay, and now Instagram, you're on that too then?
I am on Instagram.
Oh, and do you take a lot of pictures with your phone and put them on there? Or?
I do take a lot of pictures with my phone and put them on there. It's so much fun just to get to, share the road and share my crazy adventures.
Oh, so again, that's another way, people could stay in touch with you. So do you do any Facebook lives? Well, you mentioned at the airport, but like while you're actually on the road, if you can get a reception or?
Yeah, as long as I get reception, we do about 1 to 2 Facebook lives a week.
Oh, okay. And any particular time or you just whenever you can then?
First and foremost, it always depends if we have reception, because sometimes that's very disappointing when you get so excited to share a moment and then there's no connection. So, we don't have scheduled times because of that, because of the travel and everything's kind of busy. So we just, make the time, and usually what we'll do is we'll just try to stay on for at least, enough time for anyone to get on. And the great part is it's a post so that people can see it later too.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, because people could always definitely, check you out. So now, Stephanie, I'm going to go to Google Play, but you might be able to save me the trouble to say if you're on Google Play, too, because I pay $7.99 a month for that. So.
Oh, I believe I am on Google Play, and if I'm not, well...
Well, we'll see. Yeah, but okay, Stephanie. So right now, you have a chance to kind of take a little breather, and then you're going, like you said, you're going to be on the road again in a few days.
I head out actually tomorrow, so I've got I just had a rehearsal, and I'm headed to another one in a few minutes after we finish our interview, and then I head out on the road tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic. And we definitely look forward when you are performing in those Florida dates. And do you have any specific plans or any desires to come to Orlando? Or you got Orlando on the list?
Well, I'd love to come play Orlando because they're playing My Little Drink with Dolly on the radio, which is awesome. And I don't know that we'll get back out there before the end of the year, but I know we're working on it.
Oh, fantastic. And okay, as we get down to the nitty gritty, and before we go, Steph, one of the things on this Mike Kara radio program, What's Up America, is we try to be, a learning show as well. And I wanted to ask you if you have any advice for, especially young girls, in high school, or even young boys are looking to do what you did. Seems like you're very successful at it. Do you have any suggestions or words of encouragement for them?
My words of encouragement to anyone that wants to go into the music industry or be a musician or a writer, make it a must. It has to be a must. It has to be, there can't be a choice in it. If there's something else that you would be happy doing, do that and make music your hobby. Because I think that sometimes people get swept up in the glamour of it. And everyone who's in the music industry, from the writers to the musicians, the producers, the engineers, they've sacrificed a ton, and it's a 24/7 kind of job. So that would be my first thing, is that make sure it's really that the music is the most important part. If you cannot live without it, then it's probably what you need to be doing. And then other than that, I would just say, no one can make you quit doing something you love. And a lot of people are you know, really quick to say, oh, you can't do that, or no, you can't, or you'll never. And what I'd say to that is the only one who can quit is you. So if you're willing to quit, then it's probably not right for you.
Oh, wow. Those are, you know, some great words. And so, yeah, Stephanie, we hope that, you know, you have a, you know, a chance to sit down with Dolly, and then maybe you could, you know, even open her shows. I mean, she's still touring, right?
Absolutely. She's on a tour. I think she heads out tomorrow again.
Oh, wow, wow. So she's going to be touring, too. Okay, Stephanie, as we conclude this interview here, I just want to thank you for your time. But, you know, now as far as, you know, the future for you, you're just going to be, you know, plugging on. And we talk about making it your career, and you have a love and passion for it. So right now you're just, you know, getting on this tour and see maybe someday you'll be performing at the CMAs, huh?
Absolutely. Well, I look forward to the day I get to perform at the CMA Awards, and, you know, I've been able to perform at the CMA Festival, Music Festival, now the last, gosh, since 2012. So we're getting closer to that big stage.
Yeah, definitely. And again, you know, if people want to, you know, find out more about you, and again, there's ways for people to contact you if they have more questions. We don't, you know, only having, you know, half an hour here, I'm sure people are wanting to ask other things. They could contact you.
Oh, yeah. We this is all about sharing this wild adventure, and I've so many incredible fans that have dedicated their time and heart into sharing my music. So anyone that's a part of the flock of quail is a flock of quail member for life.
Oh, okay. And people could sign up for your mailing list on your website, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, Stephanie, you know, we really appreciate your time, and we wish you the best. Any final thoughts or anything else you would like to mention here?
Oh, I just thank you for your time and sharing your listeners with me, and thank you for loving country music like you do.
Sure, my pleasure. And before we go, Stephanie, if you don't mind telling us your website one final time.
Sure. You can visit anything Stephanie Quail at stephaniequail.com for all tour dates and news and updates and fun merch.
Oh, okay. And now one final thing. I forgot about you, by YouTube. You got all your videos nicely on YouTube then there?
Absolutely. We've got our own YouTube channel, Stephanie Quail as well. You can subscribe to it, and there's a lot of fun videos on there.
Oh, so people could definitely check that out, and people could check you out on Facebook and Instagram, Twitter. Did we get them all there?
I think so. We're everywhere, aren't we?
Yeah, we're definitely, you know, everywhere. And so, yeah, people could, you know, check you out, and you know, make sure, you know, do you have, like, meet and greets, or do you have a chance to meet with the fans, or...
We absolutely have meet and greets. Before the shows, after the shows, it's all about the fans. So that's priority number one.
Okay, Stephanie, again, thanks so much. And my guest has been Stephanie Quail, and you've been listening to the Mike Caro Radio Show program, What's Up America. And please catch us again next time.